英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的最简美式口语，让我们欢迎出电话连线的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Good afternoon everyone, how are you doing?
How are you doing everyone, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Going for Gold, back to school.
It's that time of year again, students are returning to their campuses and getting ready to start classesJunior school classes have already started for a couple of weeks, right?
九月底了啊，马上就coming up, the National Day holiday.
I know, right? Some schools are starting for like less than a week, and then it's holiday. It's kind of a weird schedule. Yeah.
这大学的开学时间真不错啊！开学个几天，马上就要过国庆节假期了，这个假期是可以的。
Yeah, teachers and students meet each other, and it's like, okay, take a vacation.
Anyway, September 就是 back to school, 回到学校的日子。所以咱们今天啊，来好好学学啊，开学了这个主题。我们的外教马克老师要跟大家好好聊一聊。作为一名老师 ，as a teacher， 马克老师啊，是不是已经 get ready to back to school 了呢？有没有准备好回到学校呢？
Yeah, I'm getting ready for it. Yeah, it's a bit of a process this time. But yeah, definitely. Yeah.
学习从本质上来说，它是一个挑战，它不是一个轻松的事情。所以无论是 teacher 也好，无论是 students 也好，包括 the parents, 这三方啊，大家都要做好充足的身心准备，开始投入到新一轮的 new schedule 当中去了。好，所以说今天的这个开学话题呢，和马克尔有可多可以聊的，我们就一起来了解了解哈。比如说呢，美国的学生是不是学业更轻松呢？如何调动学生的 motivation 自主的学习动力呢？如何德智体全面发展呢？哎呦，今天还真是啊，大人们聊的话题。好，同学们，我们一起来进入今天地道美语学习的第一段听力 ，Dialogue One。
好
，Mark, have your classes started yet for this semester?They'll get underway next week. I'm already on my third or fourth week at my part-time job. So, as of next week, you'll have a full schedule, right? Yeah, it's arranged pretty well this time, and I'm actually looking forward to it. Good. That reminds me of a cartoon I saw. A woman is shouting through a closed door in her house. Honey, you've got to start school today. There's a voice coming from inside. I don't want to. Why do I have to go to school?The woman answers, because you're a teacher. Ha ha, I get it. It's her husband who locked himself in his room. Bingo, he's a teacher and he doesn't want to face his students on the first day of school. Luckily for me, the students where I work are pretty good. I look forward to meeting the new batch each year. That is lucky. I imagine the teacher in the cartoon worked at a middle school.Those students can be rough sometimes, especially big classes of them. It's a tough time for two reasons, puberty and all the exams that start around the time students move from junior to senior school. People always insinuate that American students have it easier, but those who want to go to good colleges have to get into honors programs, typically by taking tests, and then are rewarded with loads of homework.I think the important difference is that students get to choose whether to take honors courses or regular ones. Sure, in most families, parents sit down and talk with their kids to find out what track they want to take. I get the impression that parents don't push their kids that much. A few parents do. A lot of parents reward their kids for keeping a high GPA with something like a smartphone or an hour or two of internet time per day.That sounds like a good deal.
好，这就是第一段。我们一起来学习，看看今天的内容是什么。马克，晶晶说，马克，哎，你这学期的课程开始了吗
？Mark, have your classes started yet for this semester?
Have your classes started yet? Have something started yet? 说什么事情是否已经开始了？这是一个句型 ，for this semester， 大家知道 semester 是什么吧
？Half a year, right? Yeah, semester
就是一个学期啊 ，semester。马克说，对，下周开始上课。
They'll get underway next week。
新短语 ，get underway， 请大家在我们的直播间拼写出来。
Get underway, start, 一样的，差不多，一样的意思。Get underway, yeah。
平时我们都会说 start。 但是在这里呀、咱们来换一个短语，
对，
更加的地道了。Get under way， 什么东西？哎，对了，续杯酒，同学写对了。Get under way， 注意 under way 是两个单词 ，two words。
Right. Yeah， get under way、yeah. Stress the way。
Stress the way， 重音放在 way 上面。Get under way。那我们可以怎么用呢 ？They will get under way。
Yeah, if people are going together on a trip, you could say, we'll get underway at about 8:30 tomorrow morning. Or if it's a company that's doing something like a project, our advertising program will get underway after the Spring Festival or something like that. Yeah.
什么事情 something get underway、
right.
什么事情开始了什么事情启动了、什么 project 已经开始 launch 了 get underway、
exactly、yeah.
大家注意哦、这就是一个替换短语啊你学到了好、我们的学校呢是 they will get underway next week、
right.
下周就开始了我的兼职工作呢已经做了三四周了
I'm already on my third or fourth week at my part-time job
这里有个表达 on 第三第四周 on my third or fourth week at my job 在我的工作上呢工作了三四周了 at my part-time job 就是兼职工作了好晶晶说那么从下周开始啊您的这个日程就排满了对吗
So as of next week you'll have a full schedule right
大家注意看这里有一个 as of 是什么意思呢 as of
Yeah, that's like when next week has started, then the condition will change, right? So as of something means including that day and not before that day, right?
就是 as of 的意思就是从哪一天开始 ,as of next week, 是不是很新鲜没见过吧以前。您的日程啊 ,you will have a full schedule.Full schedule, 那就是满满的、from
right,
9 to 9
right, right. 没有一天空的 9 to 5 every day 6 or 7 days a week something like that、yeah.
做老师很辛苦的都是早九、早九晚五 Have a full schedule 满满当当的日程啊 Full schedule 啊英式英语呢是 schedule 的读音美式英语呢、
right.
是 schedule 的读音
schedule,、
对吗、
yeah.
马克说对是的、
Good yeah, yeah.
这次的安排的很好
It's arranged pretty well this time.
重点是这个词 arranged 安排、被安排 it's arranged pretty well this time. 我还真的很期待呢。
I'm actually looking forward to it.
Looking forward to something, 大家熟知的句型结构、Looking forward to it. 我还很期待呢我觉得课表、排得不错。晶晶说很好。
Good.
这让我想起我看过的一部卡通片。
That reminds me of a cartoon I saw.
Remind somebody of something. 请大家一定要记得这个结构啊。提醒某人某事 Remind somebody of something. A cartoon I saw. 是什么呢、一个女人啊冲进家里一扇紧闭的大门然后大喊。
A woman is shouting through a closed door in her house.
一个女人哈、她冲着家里啊 ，shouting through， 就是哈哈哈那么喊，
right.
喊进穿过了什么？她的声音啊 ，shouting through a closed door in her house，、就冲着家里的一扇紧闭的门大喊道：“说，亲爱的，你今天必须去学校了。
”Honey, you've got to start school.Today.
好我们注意一个 sentence pattern 啊 You've got to do something 啥意思、
Yeah, you've got to do something You have to do something You need to do something You must do something 这个意思都一样的 You've got to do something
对了这个短语的意思就是您不得不做某事了 You've got to do something、You've got to start school today、里面有一个声音传出来
And there's a voice coming from inside.
A voice coming from inside. 这里重读 inside, 因为是从屋里传出来的声音哈。我不想去。
I don't want to.
我为什么必须去学校?
Why do I have to go to school?
Why do I have to go to school? 女人回答道,因为你是一位老师。
The woman answers. Because you're a teacher.
这个简单的对话出现在卡通片里、
对对对
感情是老师不愿意去上学、去学校、上课。老师也有不愿意去学校的时候啊，为什么呢？为什么？马克说：“哈哈，我明白了。”
哈哈哈 ，I get it。
哎，我明白了 ，I get it，I get it。她是她丈夫啊，把自己锁在了房间里。
It's her husband who locked himself in his room.
It's her husband who locked himself in his room. Lock somebody in the room， 把某人锁在屋里。
Right.
啊，感情老师也有不愿意上课的时候啊！啊，不只有学生是这样啊，老师也这样。今天是说猜对了
，bingo，bingo，
做什么事情做得很棒，做得很好，你猜对了，你说对了 ，bingo， 他是一个老师。
He's a teacher。
他不想在开学的第一天面对他的学生。
And he doesn't want to face his students.On the first day of school,
face somebody 就是面对学生啊。
Right.
哦，我知道了。哎，这个老师是不是因为都是 new student， 所以 he's kind of shy?
New students, he might be shy. Students from the previous year who are now a year older, and he had a hard time with them last year. Whatever, you know, it could be the administration, but he just doesn't want to go to school. Yeah.
所以大家没意识到吧？开学来讲 ，it's also a challenge for teacher、对老师来说也是一个挑战。要么是面对新一班的同学，要不就是原来的同学又老了一岁了，长大了一岁了，更不好对付了。
Yeah.
所以，马克说：“我很幸运。
Luckily for me.
Luckily for me. 我工作地方的学生啊，都很好。
The students where I work are pretty good.
The students where I work are pretty good.我每年呢都期待着与新一批的同学们见面。
I look forward to meeting the new batch each year.
好，又是这个短语啊 ，looking forward to doing something 了，
right.
就是期待做某事儿了啊。Meeting a new 什么 students 呢
？A new batch. Yeah, here we can say a new batch of students. Batch 怎么拼写 ？B-A-T-C-H. Batch. 所以啊。A group of similar things you can call a batch, right? Yeah.
一群相似的东西可以叫做 a batch,、
right.
一个 batch, 一批、
right.
什么什么东西叫一批 a new batch,、可以直接说 a new batch, 指代呢新一班的学生、也可以说 a new batch of students.
Right.
都可以说啊、同学们学会哦、new batch of students, 或者是 new batch each year.好，我每年都是面对期待的一批新的同学。晶晶说：“那你太幸运了。”
That is lucky.
我猜这动画中的老师是在一所中学教书吧
？I imagine the teacher in the cartoon worked at a middle school.
啊 ，worked at 什么样的学校啊？我们是用这个搭配 ，worked at a middle school. 啊，是在中学教书吧？马克说：“哎呦，那里的学生啊，有时候会很难管理的。”
Those students.Can be rough sometimes.
好，学生会 rough, R-O-U-G-H,、rough 的意思是
difficult to deal with.、Yeah, difficult to deal with. Rough,
很难打交道，有时候显得有些粗野，
right.
很难管理，很难打交道。就 students can be rough.
难
打交道的人都可以用 rough.
You can say that about a time period too. Wow, I had a rough day, or I'm having a rough week. 都可以说对。
I have a rough day. 那它跟 tough 也是同义词吧
？Almost the same. Tough 的意思是有好多的挑战，但是你可以很辛苦。但是 rough 是让你的感觉就有一点烦，有一点累。上班这么努力，但是有可能你没有做这么好，就 rough。
哦、rough 更强调的一种不好处理、不好处置的感觉。
Right. 你爬山的时候有 tough。Mountain, but if you have a rough mountain, you probably just turn back and go to the car, right?
Ah,、rough 的力 rough 要这么厉害呢？这么厉害
yeah, it just makes you want to quit. Tough is like, yeah, cool, I can do this. I think, you know, and rough is kind of like, this sucks. I hate this. Yeah.
Oh, tough 的意思是说你还可以驾驭，你还可以 manage.
但
是如果是 rough 的话，
yeah, like, wow, is,
就很棘手了。
Right, just makes you feel tired.
Just, just to make you feel quit.
Yeah.
就你想，你就想直接就啊，放弃算了哈。尤其是那个班里学生啊，
right.
很多的情况。
Especially big classes. of them.
Big classes of them, like 50 to 60 of them.
50 or 60 students, yeah.
一个班里有那么五六十个啊 big classes
yeah.
of them. 好，晶晶说，这个时期啊，之所以艰难，有两个原因。
It's a tough time for two reasons.
See, tough here.It's a
yeah,
tough time.
Tough means challenging. Yeah, yeah.
Tough time 就是有挑战的。这个时期之所以有挑战、有艰难呢，是有两个原因 ，for two reasons。大家听好，两个原因。第一，青春期来了。
Puberty.
P-U-B-E-R-T-Y.
Mm-hmm. Puberty. Yeah. So that's the time when someone stops being a child and they become an adult. Their voice deepens, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
青春期嘛，大家都经历过，就在初中的时候啊，开始出现我们身体发育的第二性征了。啊，青春期开始变化了，整个身体的荷尔蒙开始变化了。青春期这是一个原因。第二呢，学生们从初升高的时候会参加各种考试。
And all the exams that start around the time students move from junior to senior school.
考试来了，考试来临了，考试开始了。So all the exams that started around the time, 差不多就是这个时候 around the time, 考试都来了。什么 time 呢、
right.
?Students move from junior to senior school,、mm-hmm. 移动，学生从初中移动到高中。就是初升高 ,move from junior to senior school, 就是初升高啊。
Mm-hmm. Right.
马克说人们总是拐弯抹角的来表达美国学生比较轻松。这拐弯抹角怎么说呀？美国学生比较轻松这怎么说呀？我们来做一个微信挑战吧，这是今天的第一句。好。
Okay, so I think nobody got the verb there. People always say indirectly, people always suggest, people always say in a roundabout way.It's hard to find a very suitable word there for this because the people aren't there. You can't have them respond, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take a look. We have Alice and Baby, 95%. People always say in a roundabout way that American students are more relaxed. 这个英语没有错误的，但是 say in a roundabout way 在这儿有一点不合适，因为太多的单子一块儿 ，say in a roundabout way 可以换一个单子。我们一会儿说是哪个单子、啊、
好好，Alice and Baby 是自己研发的这个拐弯抹角这个词儿哈，叫 say in a roundabout way 这个。
Yeah, that's close to being suitable. The only problem is it's so many words, and we can get to the thing that they say sooner, right?
其实它词汇量挺大的，但老实说呢、
mm-hmm.
其实可以换一个更简单的字儿，
对，
一会儿来学啊。
对。
王阳同学说呢，是 people always indirectly say that American students are more relaxed.
Yeah, so again, that's okay, but I bet we can get it shorter still. Indirectly say 可以，还一样的，对对对、意思是一样的，对。
它是 indirectly say, 它是直接直白的说出。人们拐弯抹角、
right.
哈，这个呢、
yeah.
也还凑合啊。
Mm-hmm.
好 ，Monica 同学说呀 ，People always beat around the bush that American students are more relaxed. Beat around、
yeah.
the bush 是我们。
Beat around the bush is a good idiom. And when you're talking with someone, and that someone is speaking too indirectly, you can say, "Hey, Jing Jing, stop beating around the bush." 你开会时候，那你都说什么笑话，然后。Let's stop beating around the bush, you know, 所以这个可以用，但是在这儿不是这么合适。Beat around the bush that something, something, something. No.
Oh.
We don't really say that. Yeah. Beat around the bush, the end. We don't need extra, verbs and nouns after beat and bush. That's the problem with it. Yeah.
Oh, 是这样啊。
Yeah.
Beat around the bush, 大家知道怎么用吗？就是别人在 beat around the bush, 拐弯抹角的时候，你可以说 stop beating around the bush.
Right. And then it's the end of your sentence. Yeah. It's not like what they were saying really matters.Right, yeah, 别废话、oh. 差不多 stop beating around the bush, yeah.
哦、oh, 就相当于别废话、别拐弯抹角您直说的意思、
yeah.
一般来讲是一种起始的语气。
When you beat around the bush, you have not introduced your idea yet. You're saying everything except for your idea, and perhaps the person with whom you're talking will come up with it as though it were their own idea. That's kind of a cool thing.、And you can always say, hey, stop beating around the bush. Tell me what you're saying,、yeah.
那看来我们同学们还没有掌握到这个单词怎么叫拐弯抹角的说不直说啊。那我们就来教大家，今天马克老师教一个重量级的单词。来，马克。
怎么说 ？People always insinuate that American students have it easier. Insinuate. 我拼写一下 ，insinuate. Insinuate. Yes, that's one word that means to say, suggest, and not to directly talk about. Yeah, insinuate.
Insinuate.
Yeah.
Insinuate. 来学这个新单词 insinuate 就是不直说拐弯抹角的暗示 imply suggest
yeah very much those two meanings、yeah.
就是拐弯抹角 insinuate 人们 people always insinuate that 怎么样呢、
American students have itEasier.
哎，说美国的学生们啊 ，have it easier. 哟，这个这是个地道表达了，没法解释啥叫 have it easier， 拿在手里要 easier 一点，就是更轻松一点。
Have an easier time or have easier classes 都可以这么断。Have it easier 就可以。
哦 ，have an easy time, have an easy life, have an easy class.
Yeah, have it easier.
就是 have something easier or have it easier. 就是更加容易，比较轻松，好吗？
对，
学会了啊，好好。但那些想上好大学的学生啊，是必须参加荣誉课程的。
But those who want to go to good colleges have to get into honors.Programs.
好，这里就是一个 culture 的点了哈。
Yes.
同学们，美国的学生，中小学生啊，是不是更加轻松呢？并不是。Those who want to go to good colleges, 那些只要想上好大学的人，是必须要去选 have to get into honor programs. 这是什么呢？ Honors program.
An honors program is like classes with the same titles, but they're taught at a higher level. You know, so I remember in like English and language arts classes,You know, we would, every student would read Shakespeare. So, you know, freshman year, you'd read, I don't remember, Hamlet or something like that. And the children in the honors classes would read the real Shakespeare, the original text. And the children in the regular English classes would have like a simplified version of it. You know, so it really wasn't the same.Yeah.
哇，就是这个 American Honors 就是美国大学一二年级的通识教育的高级课程，就是说学科相同、
right.
但是师资的配备啊，教学质量和课程的挑战啊都更高了，更容易得到世界顶尖大学认可的课程、
right.
比如说 Mark 老师是说、yeah. An Honors Program 的学生都开始读莎士比亚了，读哈姆雷特了哈，读、
right.
Shakespeare、
yeah.
了，你看你们哎，就普通的一二年级、
yeah.
都读的简写本、yeah. 那能一样吗、是吧？所以啊，他还是靠自己。你想不想选择？你要想读更好的大学，那你就得参加这个 honors program。
对，
就这个 honors program 就得参加它。然后呢，通常要先通过考试。
Typically by taking tests.
对呀、啊，就 select 对吧？
Right.
要选择哈、by taking tests.、然后你的奖励呢，就是更大量的作业。
And then are rewarded with loads more homework.
Be rewarded with something, 怎么理解、
right.
Be rewarded with something, 怎么理解
Yeah, so that's like, here's your reward, here's what you get, right? This is why you did all this hard work, here's your benefit, right?
你的好处是,你的奖励是,、
right.
是什么?是更多的作业。
Loads more homework, yeah.
所以啊,谁也别想在学习的时候轻松。你在学习的时候轻松,你未来的人生呢,你就走得很痛苦。所以学习的是、
right.
学习就是一个挑战，学习的本质就是攻坚克难，你就得 hard work and hard hard work hard 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 work
quite a lot yeah
所以江丁说，我认为最重要的区别在于学生能够选择是修荣誉课程还是普通课程。
I think the important difference is that students get to choose whether to take honors courses or regular ones
I think the important difference, 最重要的区别就是 students get to choose, get to do something, 就是能够做某事儿啊 get to do something, 它是能够选择的。选择什么呢 ?whether to take honors courses or regular ones. 这是自主权啊在学生自己身上。你选 A 还是选 B, 你自己选难的简单的你自己选。
Right. Yeah.
当然马克说在大多数家庭中呢父母会坐下来和孩子们聊聊。
Sure.In most families, parents sit down and talk with their kids.
Parents sit down and talk with their kids. 一起确定他们想读哪个方向。
To find out what track they want to take.
What track? Track、mm-hmm. 是 T-R-A-C-K.
Right.
What track?、Yeah.是哪个方向呢 they want to take 就尊重孩子的意见、mm-hmm. 啊、respect the kids opinion
right
所以呢晶晶说嗯，给我的印象是父母不会把孩子逼得太紧好、mm-hmm. 这句大白话我们也来做个微信挑战吧
好
我们来看看同学们做得好不好啊这题
OK number one we have Nancy 90% The children are smart and good at building their own beliefsLet's hope people listen to them and give them a chance to express themselves.、Oh, 这个差不多、啊、有三个非常小的
the third challenge.
Oh, sorry. Yes, yes.
The third challenge. I get the impression that...
Oh, there we go. Okay, cool. No wonder that was the second one. Okay.、yeah, it is my impression that parents won't push the kids too hard.这个差不多但是 it is my impression、有一点奇怪所以最好是 I get the impression that right I get the impression that、是比较好一点点在这儿然后那个、parents won't push the kids 怎么了他们现在有孩子所以他们什么时候能给他们压力不是现在了吗所以 parents don't right parents now parents last year parents next yearIn general, right?、Mm. I get the impression that parents don't push kids too hard.、那谁的孩子、不是要说 the kids, 可以说 their kids, 他们的孩子他们的自己孩子对不对所以黄忘了是这个 I get the impression that parents don't push their kids too hard.
同学们啊给我的印象啊英文中可不说 it's my impression. 英文中会说 I get the impression.
Right.
我得到这个印象。
Yeah, it's my impression is like when two people are looking at the same thing together and one of them has a different idea about it. So Jing Jing and I are looking at a restaurant and I'm like, oh, this place is great. And Jing Jing says, it's my impression that this place is not very good because there are no people eating there. It's like, oh, wow, yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
注意啊就是这样一个说法叫 I get the impression, 是我得到了这个印象啊注意是这样说的。
Right.
然后这个 push 用得很好逼得很紧、mm-hmm. 用 push 这个词没问题。
对。
好 ,Nancy99 说的是 my expression.
Right.
Expression
要换 impression.
Right.
然后还可以换 I get the impression that. 对。其他的都好。Don't push their kids so hard. 可以对。
林嘉熙同学 4, 他说了一个 off the top of my head.
Yeah, off the top of my head, 可以换 I get the impression that, 可以换 from what I've seen.
我听说。
So how, 然后不是要说 that. From what I've seen, parents do not push their children too hard.、Yeah.
把这个 off the top of my head 换成了 from what I've seen. 从我的观点来看
right.
or from what I've heard.
Right,
从我听说的来看就是给我的印象什么东西给我的印象、mm-hmm. 这么来讲啊，觉得大家觉得难吗、还有什么用了一个反正 my impression is 是不可以的要用
I get
the impression
right and a couple of our listeners maybe two or three of them out of the 12 that we have here said it gives me the impression that 但是我不知道 it 是什么东西什么事情所以I get the impression that 就可以吧。
对，是这么了，一个小陷阱啊，给大家。
Right.
好 ，Mark 是这么说的。
Okay, I get the impression that parents don't push their kids so much.
对了，叫 I get the impression that parents don't push their kids, 不会强迫、逼迫他们的孩子这么多 so much. 马克说，可有的父母会这样哦。
A few parents do.
也有很多的父母。会保持高学分绩点的孩子保持给高学分绩点的孩子一些奖励。
A lot of parents reward their kids for keeping a high GPA.
Reward, 又出现了这个词给奖励。Reward somebody for doing something. 奖励某人因为他们做了什么事情。For keeping a high 成绩一个保持一个高水平的成绩 GPA 又是一个知识点了。
GPA, yeah, grade point average is what that stands for in short, yeah.
学分绩点、啊、
对
就是反正就是好的分数吧。 就说如果这孩子考得好，给你一些奖励，比如智能手机。
对对对，3.25以上就是苹果，如果是3.0到3.49，那可以三星，这个意思。
好啊，明白，行。
对，
那就是 reward something like a smartphone,
right,
or
an hour or two of internet time per day.
An hour or two, 一两小时 of something, an hour or two, 啊，一两小时的 internet time per day. 哇，每天可以上一两个小时的网。
对。
哎，这倒是个不错的奖励方法。
That sounds like a good deal.
That sounds like a good deal. 还是个好方法。好，这是第一段啊，我们去了解了一下这个美国的学生是不是真的如传说中那么轻松呢？不是的。如果你想 go to good colleges, you gotta take honor programs.
Right, Not that many students try for it. I would say a smaller percentage of students are really gunning for, you know, big name universities. So the competition is not so fierce for everyone. You know, that's what's kind of cool about it.
自己的选择。好。第二段，听听看。
Mark, what do you think will help students to have their own motivation to learn? That's a big question.I know, a lot of parents tell their kids if they do poorly in school, they'll have no future at all. Even if that's mostly true, kids see lots of examples of people around them who are successful, not just because of the degree they have. Yeah, it's kind of a narrow view if kids think the only way to success is to get into a prestigious university and become a scientist or a baker.Right. Look at all the cosmetologists and bakers that have found a niche market and started their own businesses. It's also a pity that parents push their kids to take dance classes and learn to play the violin, only to take those away from them when they're in their teens and it's time to really hit the books. Hopefully by then they already know enough about sports and music never to forget it completely.But yeah, it might seem like a betrayal to a kid. It probably does, at least for a while, to be told one thing and then something very different later on. Kids are pretty smart and good at forming their own beliefs. Let's hope people listen to them and give them chances to express themselves. That sounds like a candy land. I hope future generations of kids will have more of their own motivation. I agree.You know, only a quarter of students finish college, and only a quarter of those graduate from schools worth mentioning. So, it'd be great if most people, not just 6%, could hope for success. Well, this back-to-school season will hopefully be a fresh start. I hope so.
好, let's talk about a big question in Dialogue 2. 马克,你认为怎么才能够帮助学生调动学习积极性呢?
Mark, what do you think will help students to have their own motivation to learn?
Help students to do something like 什么呢? Have their own, 有某人自己的 motivation. 会吗这词儿 motivation?
Motivation, 怎么拼写? M-O-T-I-V-A-T-I-O-N, motivation.
知道是什么意思吗?大家知道吗? Motivation 什么意思?
Wanting to do something, right? Yeah.
想做某件事情的意愿，你的自主的意愿，不是有人 push you to do something,
right.
而是 you want to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
是 your own motivation to learn. 咱怎么调动学生自己的学习积极性啊？有的人他会就不喜欢学习 ，I don't like studying. 不喜欢学习，那怎么办呢？怎么办呢
？Right.
I'll buy you a smartphone.
No, that could be motivation, but it has very little to do with learning itself. Right?
对，都不能这样。所以马克就说，这是个大命题。
That's a big question.
晶晶说，我知道啊，我知道。
I know.
很多父母会告诉他们的孩子。
A lot of parents tell their kids.
如果他们学习成绩不好，就根本没有未来。
If they do poorly in school,They'll have no future at all.
同学们，学习成绩不好，我们可以说 do
poorly in school. Yeah,
poor 不是穷的，是差劲的。Poorly 是 do poorly 啊，用副词来修饰一个动词 do poorly in school， 就是学校成绩表现不好，学校表现不好，
yeah.
成绩差，那 they will have no future at all，
right？
不学习，没钱，没未来啊，
right.
就 they will have no future at all。马克说啊，虽然大多数情况都是如此。
Even if that's mostly true,
虽然大部分正确吧，啊，大部分这道理大部分正确，但孩子们呢也能看到周围很多成功人士的例子。
Kids see lots of examples of people around them who are successful.
People see lots of examples, 到处都是例子啊 ，around them 身边，而这些人呢 ，who are successful，他们的成功啊，不仅仅依靠他们拥有的学位呢。
Not just because of the degree they have.
Not because of something, because of the degree they have. Well, that's true, right?
Yeah. Lots of people started businesses. Yeah, didn't graduate from prestigious schools. Right?
对呀，有一些人 as soon as they quit school, and they succeed.
There you go, yeah.
有些人就是一辍学成功了。
Right.
啊
right.
但是你不能说人人都是这样，这是 few of them.
The exceptions that prove the rule, perhaps, but yeah.
这些人都是不走寻常路的小天才，但是你是不是小天才？你也辍个学就能成功吗？不行，你还得 study. You've got to get degrees, right? 你得学习。所以说，但孩子们看到了这些，所以是的，晶晶说，
yeah.
这样的看法呢，有点狭隘。
It's kind of a narrow view.
Narrow view.
Narrow view, yeah. So seeing only part of the picture, seeing only, you know, a small section of it and thinking that's the whole thing, a narrow view.、Yeah.
看到一小部分就以为是整体，叫做 narrow view.
Right.
如果孩子们认为成功的唯一途径是进入名牌大学，成为一名科学家或者银行家的话。
If kids think the only way to success is to get into a prestigious university and become a scientist,Or a baker.
If kids think the only way to success, 成功的唯一途径 is to get into a 来咯著名大学名牌大学的英文说法是
prestigious university.
Prestigious 怎么写？
P-R-E-S-T-I-G-I-O-U-S. Prestigious. Yeah, 在这儿 famous university 不是这么合适 prestigious 是好。
名牌大学记好了，咱们就用这个短语 prestigious university、
right.
就是这个词、名牌大学、受人尊重的啊。And become a scientist or、
or a banker
一个行家、啊
right.
所以呢你认为学业不重要它是错误的、如果你认为成功的唯一途径是名牌大学那也是错误的、
right.
啊、都不对所以马克说对
Right.
你看看那些啊，找到一线商机以后开始创业的美容师和面包师傅们吧。
Look at all the cosmetologists and bankers. Sorry, and bakers that have found a niche market and started their own businesses.
Banker, baker, 就是。
Yeah, I know, right. I wanted to make the two sound similar, but now I'm mixing them up a little bit when reading. Yeah.
Banker 是银行家、Baker 是面包师傅。
对对对，Baker, yeah.
好，这里很好，叫 Cosmetologist. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, beautician, cosmetologist, someone who works at a makeup salon or a hair salon, they are a cosmetologist, especially if they've had advanced training. You know, you can get degrees or certificates、in cosmetology.、Right?
这个 Cosma 是那个 Cosmetics. Cosmetics、
yeah.
是化妆、美妆。
Right.Yeah.
所以 cosmetologist,
right? Yeah,
astrologist, 对吧
？Right.
cosmetologist,
cosmetologist.
其实他是美容师和美容品行业者。Yeah. 你看看那些美容行业者和我们的面包师傅们、烘焙师傅们、
right.
啊
Baker,
，that have、
right.
found a 什么市场
？A niche market, a niche market. 然后这个拼写是 niche， 我们说是。Niche, right? So a niche is a small part of a business that's really special. You have special customers with special needs. That's a niche market.、Yeah.
特别的市场，小众的市场叫做 niche market.、
Right.
特别的、
yeah.
或者是专业的或者是小众的 是吧、
mm-hmm.
那种小众的市场，我们把它理解为一线商机吧，啊，这种小众的市场、right. 有利可图的小市场、
mm-hmm.
好 niche market and started their own business、
right.
你看，他们就找到了自己给自己买单的人群，所以找到了这个 niche market、
right.
然后就开始了自己的小生意、mm-hmm. 不也成功了吗？对不对、
right.
你看现在这个 live stream 做这些直播的佳琪、
yeah.
薇娅、
yeah.
不都是已经找到了对吧、
mm-hmm.
niche market、
mm-hmm.
Maybe we should do a program about Ni Jia Qi.
Yeah, I like niche. Yeah, 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 yeah. The niche is a cool topic. Yeah.
好，然后晶晶说，哎呀，同样令人遗憾的是啊。
It's also a pity.
父母逼着小孩去上舞蹈课，拉小提琴。
That parents push their kids to take dance classes and learn to play the violin.
嗯，这还简单啊 ，push somebody to do something， 逼你们孩子去 take dance classes and learn to play the violin, piano. 只是为了等孩子们在十几岁啊，真正读书的时候呢，不再分心去学这些。
Only to take those away from them when they're in their teens.And it's time to really hit the books.
Only to take those away from them. 只是为了把这些东西呢，又带离给孩子。
Yeah.
对，就让他们带离孩子身边。When they are in their teens, in one's teens, 就在他们青春的时候，青春的年纪，青少年的年纪。And 这个年纪呢，是 really to, it's to really hit the books. 打书是什么意思？
Time to really hit the books. Yeah. So that means study hard. Hit the books. Yeah.
打书的意思啊，是认真学习，好好学习，不分心学习，就认真学习啊。逼着小孩很小去上这些课外课，为了长大的时候呢，专心学习，别再搞这些业余爱好哈。
对对对，
马克说
这个爱好没关系，是吗？我为什么你逼着我？
希望到那个时候，他们已经足够了解体育和音乐了。
Hopefully by then they already know enough about sports and music.
Already
never forget it completely.
In know enough about something, 对什么已经足够了解了。About sports and music, 这些音乐、体育啊，同时没有完全的忘掉他们。
Never forget it completely.
哎，没有完全忘掉他们，但是这似乎是一种对孩子的辜负啊。
But yeah, it might seem like a betrayal to a kid.
Might seem like a betrayal.、Mm-hmm. 这个词儿啊 ，betrayal 是背叛、辜负的意思。
对 ，betrayal, broken promise. Yeah.
Broken promise, 一个破碎的诺言、
right.
哈，是一个 betrayal
对对
to a kid.、至少在一段时间内，很可能是这样的。
It probably does.At least for a while.
At least for a while. 被告知一件事儿之后呢，又发生了截然不同的事儿。
To be told one thing and then something very different later on.
To be told one thing and then something very different later on.
Right.
啊，这个好。马克说：“哎呀，孩子们啊都很聪明，善于建立自己的信仰，让我们希望人们能够倾听他们，给他们机会表达自己吧。”好，这是我们的第三句、那个微信挑战哈，特别温暖，特别人性化。
Actually, yeah, a lot of people got 90% and 95% here. Pretty good. Yeah, just a few small mistakes. Shall we start with Nancy? Nancy has 90%. 她说 ，The children are smart and good at building their own beliefs. Let's hope people listen to them and give them a chance to express themselves. 三个小问题，一个是。The children, 可以换 children, 不是要说 the. 然后 building their own beliefs, building 在这儿不合适，所以可以换 forming, F-O-R-M-I-N-G, forming, right?、Forming their own beliefs. 因为 belief 是一个事情，不是一个某一个东西，对不对、然后 give them a chance to express themselves, 什么时候 2025 了吗？所以 chances to express themselves, 很多 chances to express themselves.
复数 chances to 表达自己、好这个比较简单了、可以做得好的天平同学就是五分啊、
Children are clever. They tend to have beliefs of their own.、Let's hope people could listen to them and allow them to express their opinions.、Okay, 第二个句子开始是 let's hope people could listen, 不需要 could, 就是 let's hope people listen to them, 就够了。然后那个第一个句子tend to have beliefs of their own. Believes, sure, he believes, she believes, right? 这是动词，所以 beliefs 拼写是 B-E-L-I-E-S-S, beliefs of their own. 然后 have beliefs 可以，但是比较好是 form, F-O-R-M, form beliefs of their own.
形成观点，建立信仰，都是 form beliefs、
yeah.
大家注意、哦、belief 这个单词的复数形式不要变 F 为 V-E、
right.
它是在 F、
yeah.
后面直接加上 S 叫 beliefs、
right.
复数
beliefs.
信仰、
yeah,
信念信心都是这个词
right,
信仰信念信心都是这个词、mm. 好我们再来看一位吧 and one more、
okay.
we have
yeah sure let's see how about Isabella let's seeKids are smart and good at building up their own beliefs. We hope adults can listen to them and give them chance to express themselves. Chances to express themselves. We hope, 不知道是谁, so let's hope adults can listen, 不需要 can, let's hope adults listen to them and give them chances to express themselves. While building up their own beliefs, building up 可以换 forming their own beliefs.
哎，为什么不能用 build up 呢？ Build up.
It's kind of weird. I don't know. Building up doesn't really match a belief, at least not metaphorically. You know, you can build up motivation, but you can't build up a belief. You could build up confidence. It's kind of like brick by brick. It's getting taller, you know, but if you form your own beliefs, metaphorically, those could be small. Those could be crystalline. Those could be...fragile, you know, whatever you make it. So build up always makes me think of like a structure of some type, you know, like a building. But forming could have any shape, you know, just to picture what someone's beliefs are and how they work to understand it. Building up is too limited, I think, for that.
Build up 是层层往上搭建的意思。你可以 build up your confidence, 可以逐渐的建立自信。但是、
right.
这个 forming 呢是可以是任何形状的是各种 shapes 都行、
right. yeah.
好
yeah.
建立信仰、mm. 好
对对对
来大家做得好来看马克老师是怎么说的、
mm-hmm. pretty good. Kids are pretty smart and good at forming their own beliefs
好孩子们非常聪明啊 pretty smart、mm. and are、
yeah.
good at something doing、
right.
something forming、
yeah.
their own beliefs、
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
让我们希望
对对对对对Let's hope people listen to them and give them chances to express themselves.
简单 let's hope people listen to them and give them chances. 还给他们机会呢 to express themselves,
right,
来表达自己。
Right.
好晶晶说哎呦听上去像糖果乐园呢。
That sounds like a candy land.
什么是 candy land?
Candy land is kind of like a...perfect place、
oh?
and in that place people don't have to do boring work、mm. nobody has to take away the garbage nobody has to clean the toilets you know all of that kind of stuff magically gets done by itself and everybody can have the rewards、
Ooh.
you know if you live in a clean place with lots of delicious food it's a candy land yeah
Ooh, an ideal place
right yeah sounds good、yeah.
理想的天堂 heaven
right right
是吧理想的儿童乐园一个糖果的乐园
对对对
多好啊大人们都听你的你也能够自如地表达自己 a lot of candies、
mm-hmm.
又吃不完的糖果、
right.
多幸福啊、
mm-hmm.
啊、马克说我希望未来的孩子们呢能有更多的自主的动力
I hope future generations of kids will have more of their own motivation
I hope 未来这一代 future generations of kids 未来的孩子们未来的娃们 will have one of their more of their own motivation
对对对
更多自己的自主动力了我为什么要学习、啊、我为了谁而学习晶晶说我同意
I agree
你知道的
You know
只有四分之一的学生能读完大学
Only a quarter of studentsFinish college.
注意哦，这个数据哦 ，a quarter, 四分之一 ,1/4
right.
of students finish college. And 其中只有四分之一的毕业生啊，值得一提。
And only a quarter of those graduate from schools worth mentioning.
这是什么意思啊？他们
yeah.
worth
a school
mentioning.
That's worth mentioning is kind of like it's a prestigious school or it's like a second tier school. So you know, 在上海是复旦大学、交通大学，还有可以考虑八个上海最好的十个学校 ，right？ 所以 ，Oh, I graduated from this school. Was it 交通大学 ？No. Was it 复旦大学 ？No. But it was the number five school in the city. Well, must be pretty good, even though I don't know it. You know, it's worth mentioning because someone else will mention it.You'll hear it three times, and you're like, "Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good school, isn't it?"
Yeah. 哦，就是说还算是比较成功的、yeah. 啊，就四分之一的毕业生呢，
right.
他们还是算是进入过好学校的，他们的学校还是 worth mentioning 的，
yeah.
值得一提的，不然你提了都没用，你自己都觉得没面子是吧
？Right.
哇，马克老师这个对学校的研究还是可以的哈，
yeah, I think.
都为自己的孩子未来都想好了哈，是去复旦、
right.
还是去同济啊，还是去交通大学哈？
Yeah.Right.
好 ，worth mentioning 是这样的，所以大家来做一下这个算术吧， yeah. 数学吧，就是四分之一 a quarter 读完大学，四分之一值得一提。
Right.
所以如果是大多数人的话，而不是只有6%都有希望成功的话， mm. 那就太好了。
So it would be great if most people, not just 6%, could hope for success.
所以刚才的四分之一乘以四分之一就是6%。6%、
差不多 ，Yeah。
所以说，只有四分之一六，6%的人，差不多是可以完成优秀的大学教育的
，Right？
能够完成一个 good quality college education。
Yeah，only
6%
yeah.
是可以的。
Yeah.
所以马克说，不是只有6%都能有成功的希望的话，那这个世界才是个美好的世界，
right.
对吧 ？It'd be great if most people,、
right.
not just 6%, could hope for success.
Right.
就希望有更多的人都能够在大学教育里获得成功，好吧？这个开学季呢，有望是一个新的开始。
Well, this back to school season will hopefully be a fresh start.
哎，大家注意哦，这里的 back 横线 to 横线 school.
Yeah, back to school. So that's the time period. You know, 3 weeks before school starts, 1 week after school has started. You know, different schools start at different times. It's back to school time again.Yeah, that's the.
所以 back to school 中间如果加上横线的话，可以整体作为一个 adjective， 一个形容词。
Right. Yeah, yeah. Back to school season. Yeah.
Back to school season.
嗯、mm-hmm.
啊，你就是一个回校季啊。如果这整个回校季的话，
right.
希望是一个 will hopefully be hopefully 希望地理想地、
mm-hmm.
be a fresh start、mm-hmm. 是一个新的开始，一个全新的开始。晶晶说 ：“I hope so.
Yep, yep. I hope so. Yeah.
哎，希望如此。
嗯，
好。所以呢 ，we're talking about whether the American students will have it easier at、
right.
school. So the answer would be no.
Yeah, they do. You know, if somebody, for example, if somebody wants to be a bus driver or fix cars or clean pianos or whatever, they know they can make enough money to live.”And it kind of depends on if they work hard or not, you know, but they'll have medical care. Their kids will have chances to go to college, pretty much anything within reason, you know, so、mm. they don't have to worry like, oh no, I'll be starving or I can't buy a house or something like that. That's,、mm. that's not really a major fear that people have when they're children, you know,、but then again,、of course, professionals have to go to school and they have to go to good schools worth mentioning. Yeah. So.
学习从来不是一件轻松的事情、
yeah.
你的人生目标是什么，你只想自己未来吃饱穿暖解决温饱，你可以就是轻轻松松的学习，你随随便便拉拉拉拉的学习都行，但是如果你想给自己争取更好的人生、
right.
You got work hard.
Yep, yep. If you're that 25% who's college bound, you want to be a quarter of that 25% who are finishing prestigious schools. Otherwise, it kind of seems like a waste of time.
你只想要60分的人生，你就去得60分吧。你想要100分的人生，那你就去争取，就这意思。
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
来看 new words and phrases.
Okay, we've got get underway.
开动，开始 ，start.
对对对对对，还有 puberty.
青春期。
对 ，insinuate.
暗示。
对 ，honors program.
荣誉课程。
track.
学科方向。
GPA.
平均分的分绩点。
对对对 ，from dialogue two, a narrow view,
狭隘的看法。
对 ，cosmetologist,
美容师。
对 ，niche market.
有利可图的市场。
Betrayal.
背叛，辜负。
对对对。Candyland.
A paradise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
糖果乐园，天堂。好了，今天地道美语我们聊的是开学季了哈，所有要开学的朋友们，祝大家都有一个新的学期，一个新的开始、
yeah.
新的面貌。
Good luck with back to school、
新的成绩。好了，我们今天地道美语就是这样了。微信公众号英语 PK 台节目后为大家推送音频和全文本，我们的视频直播正在继续，请大家关注一直播，搜索英语 PK 台，课后还有一些和老师互动的花絮。谢谢马克，我们下周三再见、
Thank you.
拜拜。